WHDD presents Susan Says.
Congratulations to us. That's you. USA, yay, we now have more guns than people. Yeah, celebrate that. The massacre in Highland Park over the 4th of July, celebrating what? Oh yes, freedom, led to a whole bunch of new information. More guns than people in the United States. The only country where mental illness and other problems lead to what? Mass killings with what? Guns. Over 50 shootings in New York over the weekend. Over 300 mass shootings this year already. Should I go on? And the killers at the NRA and Repug Maggots, they don't care. She said it on her jacket, remember? Melanoma or Melania? I really don't care. They don't. It was Highland Park. I once knew tons of people there since I went to Northwestern, which is in Evanston nearby. And all my friends, or a lot of them, grew up in Highland Park. In fact, I emailed one of my newer friends to make sure she was okay. She had driven by the site earlier, decided not to go to the parade. Another friend who works there was, 300 feet from the spot the day before. The poor little 2-year-old orphan. Both parents killed. Strangers picked him up and took him in as he was discovered under the bloodied body of his father. He kept saying, "Mama shot, Daddy shot." He knew he was 2. Another precious 8-year-old, now paralyzed. There are GoFundMe for both of these kids. Money won't solve the pain and loss, but please do donate. Go on Facebook and, you can Google it. We are a sick, scary nation where guns are more protected than children and women. Yeah, we have no institutions left to protect us. No Congress, no press, well, more faux press. And now no courts, obviously. How dare we call ourselves exceptional, unless you mean exceptionally bad killers with guns. As for the Marmite who shot innocents in Highland Park, no wonder he was bullied. Yes, I will be cruel. Look at him, a scary, stupid-looking idiot with tattoos and ugly features. He filmed himself over and over on YouTube videos, and they still didn't realize he was a danger. He said he would kill his whole family. They reported that for 5 minutes and then refused to do anything more after the cops came and took a dozen knives and a sword, yeah. Then later he moved on to guns. His father, who ran for mayor in 2019, that would have been something. He told him, yeah, I'll sign for you for the gun, but now he's denying any blame. He must be held responsible. Do not mention his name or show his ugly face, this killer. That's what they want, recognition. We are lucky he was so eager to be caught that he came back after 6 hours and driving to my old home state, Wisconsin, to do what? God only knows. I am angry and sick about this. No one is safe. Happy 4th of July, never again.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.